According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming. Okay, I lied. It's more than two. Imaginable. On this Saturday evening, it's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-tongue daring you since 1990. It's the best thing in the world to do. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in about now, it will be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're getting close to saying months again, but I'm trying to stay out of it, if at all possible. I should probably just say it. Months. But you know we've got a ridiculous backlog of Radio Obituaries that need looking into. When we're done tonight, I will let you know that we will have done 304 radio obituaries for the radio obituary year. We have declined 376, and we'll still have 152 in the backlog. You know, I'm just going to keep on plugging away, because I don't have anything different to do right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And you know, you probably saw this week that we've got a big one in the Bubbles in the Think Tank orbit, which we're probably just going to start off with. After, of course, I remind you, as I always do at the beginning of the radio obituaries, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Rusty Warren, Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, by far, American comedian. She specialized in sex-related themes with songs like Bounce Your Boobies. She's a Massachusetts gal, like so many others that we visit in the radio obituaries. Having grown up in Milton, Massachusetts, she studied piano at the New England Conservatory of Music, graduating around 1954. Her musical mentor at the time was Arthur Fiedler, the conductor of the Boston Pops. She recorded for Jubilee Records and was known as the Knockers Up Gal. She was frequently called the mother of the sexual revolution. Her comedy routines exposed the subject of sex from a female perspective, with her most famous contribution to the sexual revolution being her song Knockers Up from the 1960 album of the same name. During her career, Rusty and her entourage saved every single news article, photograph, slide, reel of video footage, everything. Magazines, promo materials, letters, performance contracts, handwritten notes. Everything pertaining to her career as a comedian, spanning from 1955 through the 1980s. The Rusty Warren Collection is in the archives of the Library of Congress and on display at the National Comedy Museum. Rusty Warren just passed away at 91. I'm going to post over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group a great article that was written about Rusty Warren, written by Cliff Nesteroff over at the WFMU Beware, the blog website. It's one of the best pieces I've ever read on Rusty Warren. And you know she was a favorite of mine, not just a Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I want to send special love out to our Ambassador Feel Good, Scott Cornish, because he one time got some Rusty Warren greeting cards for me as a gift, which was very lovely, along with a note from her and her phone number. I'm ashamed to say I never called it, but I'm just not that kind of person. A, I just don't call people. B, I don't pick up the phone and call celebrities. I don't like to do interviews. If I met her, I would love to sit down and talk to her, but it was too much for me. And I gotta say that there have been tens of times, hundreds, literally tens of times, where I have said to myself, I really should do something with that phone number before it's too late. And here we are now. I love you, Ambassador Feelgood. Thank you very much for doing that for me. I'm sorry I did not parlay that gift into its fullest potential. But I digress, as often I do. I just hung a framed portrait of Rusty Warren in my home just a week ago today. Let's begin the initial radio obituary for Rusty Warren with one of her hits right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Knockers up! Knockers up! Knockers up!
Got her knockers up.
Well, as we look around at some of the younger ladies here this evening, we notice this man has overdone himself. He brought in two ladies tonight for purposes of his own. Whatever they may be, probably for the weekend. One cooks, you know. It's probably him that cooks. The man's got to do something. Well, you know that, dear. You just can't lay around and do nothing, you know. Most of them do. Well, I don't know. We sort of look around here and we have found various different types of individuals. We have another gentleman here brought in two young ladies. Sort of crowding himself up here. Of course, they're drinking beer, so one's his wife. It's home, huh? Well, as we say, most of you young ladies who are shopping around, the ones that aren't married and still looking, good girl. Just remember the rules of how to get a husband is to keep smiling, keep your knockers up. Well, you can laugh for those knockers over there, dear. They're all right. You already got your husband with them. But this young lady doesn't realize she figures she has to give a little and she don't wanna. You don't have to give anything. Just smile and agree with him. Whatever he says is right. You don't want to agree with him, you won't get married. You know the story about the old maid that went to have a physical examination? This has been 25 years and she'd never been sick. When she was through with the examination, the doctor told her that she had female trouble. She said, female trouble? She means I haven't even used it, now I'm going to have trouble with it? These things happen, you know. My favorite story is a wonderful little story about Mrs. Corn. She's a very, very sick woman. She'd never had a physical examination in her life. And it comes time when she develops a little female trouble and she has to go to a doctor. Finally, the family convince her, Mama, go to the doctor. She goes to the doctor, and what is this doctor but a young, handsome, what's the word for it? Female doctor. She's very embarrassed of the whole thing. Extremely embarrassed. He says, Mrs. Cohen, I wish you'd go into the next room. Take your clothes off and I'll be with you in just a moment. Our nurse will be with you also. Well, she's on the table and may I say he gives her a thorough examination. A thorough examination. She's completely embarrassed. She's red from her toenails to her head. She'd never had anything like this in all her life. Well, he completes the examination. He says, Mrs. Cohen, I'd like to see you in my office. Go ahead and get dressed, and I'd like to ask you a few questions. Well, she comes into the office, and the doctor said, Mrs. Cohen, I'd like to ask you a few questions. She says, just a moment, young man. Before you're asking me any questions, I want to ask you a question. Tell me, does your mama know what you do for a living? What a wonderful way to die. Well, may I say that every maiden prays for a perfect man. Yes, but the chances are very slim. The Lord has performed many miracles, but that's asking too much, even of him. Oh, you picked them out and you think you're wise. The best man that I know is just a booby prize. Because the best of them are none too good. Oh, why every man acts as though when he was a baby he was dropped in his head. You show me a man who doesn't cheat and I'll show you a man who is dead. Yes, girls, you pick them out and you trust to luck. And if you get any at all, you still get stuck. You fuss and you bother and you get all hot. And after you get them, what do you got? Yes, the best of them are none too good. Now, my dears, once upon a time, many years ago, God was pacing the heaven to and fro. He had just made the earth and a planet or two. And he was trying to think of something else to do. He said, now that my work's all done, I think it's time we had a little fun. I made a monkey and I made a giraffe. I know what I'll do, I'll make a man. That ought to be good for a laugh. So he took some mud and a lot of gas. And lumps of bumpkin, oh, quite a few. He added some ego and a lot of bluff. And a pinch of brains, not much, just a dash, but enough. and he mixed it together in a great big pan. And he baked it in an oven, and he said, "That's man." And when he had it finished and he looked it through, he said, "It's not too good, but it will have to do." So he examined the head and the feet and the chest till he found one part that was better than all the rest. Oh, it was so much better, and that's no fib. In fact, it was perfect. That part was the rib. And as he looked it over, he gave it a pat. And he said, "That's too good for man. I'll make woman out of that." It will not only make the world a beautiful place, it will also give the guy something to chase. So he took the scent of the new mown hay. You don't suppose he made woman out of common clay? He added some starlight and just a breath of spring. And he said, "That's woman, what a gorgeous thing." Then he took the woman and then he took the man. And he put them on the earth, and that's when the fun began. Man's first move, woman had to object. He said she owed for a rib and he was gonna collect. And so it's gone on to this very day. When a man gives you something, girls, you've got to pay. It's all business with him the moment he spends. He'll invest, but believe me, he'll collect dividends. So when you go out with a man, keep this one thought in your head. You get nothing for nothing. Santa Claus is dead. Yes, there's an old Roman proverb expressing it best. Take a rib from a guy and he'll collect for a chest. 'Cause the best of them are none too good.
I would like, ladies and gentlemen, to do a song for my little knockers. Especially for my little knockers. My ode to Gertrude and Agnes. Oh, just because you are so tiny, don't be sad and please don't pout. When a fellow's making love to me, he could never leave you out. When Gina, Jane, and Marilyn go bouncing across the floor, remember our campaign to pass the anti-bust law. Yes, we've got to stick together and prove to each boyfriend that it's quality, not quantity, that wins out in the end. Wherever they go, whatever they do, we're all gonna do it together. Oh, covered or bare, we're all gonna share whatever is there all together. I may not be able to wave them, but still there are people who crave them. That's why I keep trying to save them from falsies forever. I say this with tears, no cleavage appears. No matter how close they're together, someday they'll be so closely knit that I'll end up with one big...
Look, lady, you rhyme it your way and I'll rhyme it mine.
Together, wherever we go, that's why I'm singing the memories. My little memories. They don't point east, they don't point west. There's just just no hope for my little chest. Oh, memories, they bring back memories of when I did handstand to build up my glands called memories.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all radio obituary episode tonight, taking a little attempt at knocking down the backlog some, but we've got a lot of very interesting obits tonight. I think that you're going to appreciate them. But the post-initial radio obituary is for Noel Bridgman, the Irish musician best known as the drummer and co-founder of the blues rock band Skid Row. He also played and recorded with Jackson Browne, Steve Earle, Paul Brady, The Chieftains, and many, many others. Noel Bridgman just passed away at 74. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Something about it just drives me wild. Everything's too shit to its style. Walking, talking, keeps you on the boil. An awful lot of woman is my woman child. Makes you wanna shout, Zoe. Only thing she knows is love. There ain't no doubt about it. Belongs to me. She's the only woman I'm thinking of. She's all hot, she's got a sweet disposition. She makes love in any position. She's much more than just a pretty smile. Not for a woman, it's my woman child. Makes you wanna shout, Zoe. Only thing she knows is love. There's no doubt she belongs to me. She's the only woman I'm thinking of. Shout Zoe. Only thing she knows is love. There's no doubt she belongs to me. She's the only woman I'm thinking of. She's the only woman I'm thinking of. The one and only woman I'm thinking of.
The next radio obituary is for Jean Baudelot, the French music composer most notable for composing music for video games in the 1980s and 90s, and he represented Monaco in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest. He just passed away at 74. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Quand on a un camarade et qu'il est dans la panade, dis-moi si je connais quelqu'un qui va vous arranger ça. Un gars qui habite pas trop loin, n'hésite pas à prendre le train. Enfin un vrai petit Parisien.
Parisien.
Un petit gars sans problème, qui a pas toujours eu de veine. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
Un petit gars de Vincennes, élevé par sa marraine. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
Quand y a quelque chose qui va pas, on descend au bar tabac. On s'en jette un et deux et trois et quatre et on remet ça. Même si ça va déjà bien, il nous
nous manque quand même quelqu'un. Mais oui, le vrai petit Parisien.
Parisien.
Un petit gars sans problème, qui a pas toujours eu de peine. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
Un petit gars de Vincennes, élevé par sa marraine. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
Quand arrive la fin de la semaine, qu'on doit pas mal chez Germaine, on fait appel à qui, à quoi, mais oui, vous le savez bien, celui qui habite pas trop loin, qui hésite pas à prendre le train, enfin le vrai petit Parisien.
Parisien.
Un petit gars sans problème, qui a pas toujours une belle. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
Un petit gars de Vincennes, élevé par sa marraine. Un petit gars que l'on aime,
le petit Parisien.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all-radio obituary episode, as we've mentioned before. We're going to remind you again later. Don't you worry about it. We'd hate for you to kind of lose the thread of what's going on here tonight. So let's not lose it now as we turn to the next radio obituary for Joy Hummel, the American comic book author. She's noted for ghostwriting more than 70 Wonder Woman stories between 1944 and 1947. How'd she get that gig? She was 19 years old when she began as a typist for the comic. She went on to write its scripts after the previous writer fell ill and stopped authoring the comics Her contributions only became well known in 2014 after she was interviewed for The Secret History of Wonder Woman. Joy Hummel just passed away at 97. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I know a girl on the office course. She started out from a tight and coast. When she hits those keys, they become alive. With the rhythm called a typing job, she'd bury her kid and loses no time. With the rhythm called a typing job, the tabulator and the space bar too, they don't lounge around like they used to do. When her fingers hit the rhythm like a big band clock, the keys get together and yell out stop. She'd bury her kid and loses no time. With the rhythm called a typing job. One key said to his neighbor next door, oh boy, my junk's getting sore, but I'm gonna keep a gathering till the 4 or 5 and learn this boogie called a typing job. She's very acute and loses no time. With the rhythm called a typing job, she can type most faster than you can talk. Machine jots hot and walls and block, but when she keeps a pounding this case of type, machine half up and says alright. She's very acute and loses no time. With the rhythm called a typing job. One day as it was flying by, the carriage said to the Caroline, come on buddy, man alive, let's get help to the typing job. She's very acute and loses no time. With the rhythm called the typing job.
The Eddie Bates.
Drunk or hard talk, no typewriter start bark, no 45 now bark. Oh, Louis a talk, follow me. Original gun come to boom it up. Louis ranking day I'm my friend. Original gun come to boom it up. The sweet daddy him come back again. Dan Dada, now he's a super cat man. You a Dan Dada, me fling two stab under the boy with the bomber. Me lick up ninja man front teeth with a hammer. The gun where me fire man, it is a typewriter. And we part me come from the rock food barrack. Me born and me grew in a the ghetto slum era. The gun where me have man, it don't carry trigger. You press two button and a pure shot fire. Me anna fi me mama and me anna fi me dada. Say so that me days not the dreadlock will be longer. And these are the words of the mighty, mighty Jaja, who sit up in a Zion in a sweet Ethiopia. And a Jaja fling lightning and Jaja dash thunder. Make every man and then Jaja make the data. Come for me, original gun come to boom it up. Sweet daddy him come back again. Original gun come to boom it up. The sweet daddy him come back again. Dan Dada, now he's a super cat man. You a Dan Dada. Me fling two stab under the boy with the bomber. Me lick up ninja man front teeth with a hammer. And the gun when me fire man, it is a typewriter. And where part me come from the Rockford Barrack. And me born and me grew in a the ghetto slum area. Me nice and sweet up, fix up man, I feel your little neighbor. The gun when me have man, it don't carry trigger. You press two button and a pure shot fire. And people start run, some of them start flatter. Louis ranking at the DJ at the control tower. Come follow me, come follow me. Original gun come to boom it up. The sweet daddy him come back again. Original gun come to boom it up. The sweet daddy him come back again. Dan Dada, now he's a super cat man. You a Dan Dada, but me fling two stab under the boy with the bomber. Me lick out ninja man front teeth with a hammer. The gun when me fire man, it is a typewriter. And where part me come from the Rockford Barrack. And me born and me grew in a the ghetto slum area. And a fi me mama, me and a fi me dada. Say so that me days not your dreadlock will be longer. Say these are the words of the mighty, mighty Jaja, who sit up in a Zion in a sweet Ethiopia. The gun when me have man, it don't carry trigger. You press two button and a pure shot fire. And one get shot and the body start flatter. Well, Louis Ranking dog out and him there. Hey, me said I mean them call fi boom it up. Original gun come back again. Me said I mean them call fi boom it up. Original gun come back again. Dan Dada, now he's a super cat man. You a Dan Dada, but we fling two stab under the boy with the bomber. We lick up ninja man front teeth with a hammer. The gun when me fire man, it is a typewriter. Me anna fi me mama and me anna fi me dada. I who teach me this man, I put my baby culture. When me come in at the dance, that a roots and culture. Me nice up sweet up, fix up man, I feel your little area. Me come in the dance, I pick up the mic, you know that a danger. Come follow me, come follow me, come on. Original gun come to boom it up. Sweet daddy him come back again. Original gun come to boom it up. The sweet daddy him come back again. Dan Dada, now he's a super cat man. You a Dan Dada. We fling two stab under the boy with the bomber. Me lick up ninja man front teeth with a hammer. They gonna wear me fire man. It is a typewriter. And we part me come from the rock.
I held on to the crumbs of a half-smoked joint tightly while clutching my hands behind my back. He tapped me on the shoulder and said, "What have you got?" I felt so poorly that I could only type in lowercase. She was allergic to bullshit, and she could feel her eyes watering. Her eyes were turning yellow, and her skin was crawling at the sight of his name on a plain white envelope. Her lips stung as she tried to speak. But what did it all mean? She wouldn't call it love. His skin was too pale. Her only hope was eternal salvation. She had nothing to fear. The idea had a lukewarm reception. She danced into the living room. How did I know we never had a chance?
Koma, denke ich, Doppelpunkt. Der Junge macht mir Kummer. Ich möchte Punkt, Punkt, Punkt. Dass er mir sagt, Gänsefüßchen, bitte komm mit zu mir. Ja, wann denn? Fragezeichen. Heute um Punkt 4. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen. Es wäre so schön. Ausruf, Ausrufezeichen. Ausrufezeichen, Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön, ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Heute um Punkt 4, Semikolon, seh ich dich, du wirst mich abholen, dann machen wir Bindestrich. Du sagst zu mir, Gänsefüßchen, bitte komm mit zu mir. Wozu denn? Fragezeichen, es liegt allein an dir. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ausruf, Ausrufezeichen, Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Klammer auf, Klammer zu. Oh, oh, Ausrufezeichen, es wäre so schön. Ich in deinen Armen, Gänsefüßchen und Punkt. Gänsefüßchen und Punkt, Punkt, Punkt.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank and the Cleanup Radio Obituary. In this all-radio obituary episode, is for Freddie Marx, the English actor and musician best known for his being part of the musical trio Rod, Jane, and Freddie, which appeared in children's programming in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Much earlier in his career, he portrayed Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Show at Chelsea's King Row Theater in 1977 before it returned to the West End. But then in 1980, he was hired to join the cast of Rainbow, after one of the original characters played by Roger Walker had left the show. That then morphed into the Rod, Jane, and Freddie show that started in 1981. Freddie Marx just passed away at 71. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You can jump, you can shout, you can wobble about with any wobble wobbly one.
Ooh, it's a wobbly way to be. It's a wobbly day for me. And as we wobble along, we'll sing you a wobbly song. Ooh, it's a wobbly way to be. It's a wobbly day for me. And as we wobble along, we'll sing you a wobbly song.
You can wobble about with any wobble wobbly one.
Ooh, it's a wobbly way to be. It's a wobbly day for me. And as we wobble along, we'll sing you a wobbly song. Ooh, it's a wobbly way to be. It's a wobbly day for me. And as we wobble along, we'll sing you a wobbly song.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Bob Porter, the American record producer, discographer, writer, and radio presenter. He was responsible for reissuing many classic blues and jazz recordings, and in 2009 he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Starting in the 1960s, he produced over 200 albums of jazz and blues music, first for Prestige Records, where he also wrote liner notes, and then as a reissue producer for Savoy Records from 1975 through 80. He also did it for Atlantic, 86 through 91. He wrote for magazines including Downbeat and Cashbox, and he also wrote liner notes for more than 300 albums of jazz and blues. Bob Porter just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary. We're going to send this first one out in this one to our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.